Now it's time for the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome to the Wilner Window, where we'll look at nutritional supplements, herbs, and homeopathy, what they are, what they do, and how to properly use them. The importance of diet and nutrition in preventing disease is supported by an ever-increasing body of scientific evidence. We know that serious disease can be prevented and even treated with nutritional supplements and herbs. Minimum daily requirements are no longer enough. We want a long life and a healthy life. Optimal nutrition and natural therapeutic agents may be the answer. Join Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer as they cut through marketing hype and bias, bringing you factual information on vitamins, herbs, and homeopathic remedies. Don and Arnie are pharmacists and the owners of Wilner Chemists, one of the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacies in the country. They are also the authors of a highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. Joining Don and Arnie are co-hosts Dr. Richard Podell, a medical doctor, and Sam Forbes, a certified nutritional consultant. Sit back and open the window, the Wilner Window, and join Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, while they explore the world of vitamins, herbs, and homeopathy.
And good afternoon, everyone. This is Arnie Gitomer, and welcome to the Wilner Window. For those of you who might be first-time listeners, the focus of our show is nutritional supplements, vitamins, herbs, homeopathic remedies, how to properly use them. And we have, for the first time in a long while, we have all the members of our crew present today. My good buddy, Don Goldberg.
Thank you, Arnie. Good afternoon, everybody.
And we have Sam Forbes. Sam's a nutritional consultant. He also manages our downtown store.
Good afternoon.
And none other than the esteemed internist, Dr. Richard Podell.
Well, welcome back, team.
Our medical co-host. And we have a special guest in addition, Dr. Angelica Vrablic. Dr. Vrablic's degree is in nutritional biochemistry, and she's currently the manager of nutritional research for American Health. Welcome to the Wilner Window, Dr. Vrablic.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Good. And the topic for today is probiotic supplements. American Health has some unique probiotic supplements, and we'll talk about them in a few moments. But first, Dr. Vrablic, why don't you explain to our listeners what a probiotic supplement is and why it's important to their health?
Sure. A probiotic is actually a live microorganism that we ingest, and they survive passage in our gastrointestinal tract and have beneficial effects in our gastrointestinal tract. In fact, these are microorganisms that are supposed to be living inside our GI tract, and they help our immune system. They can help with cholesterol lowering. They can help prevent infections and viral things. Overall, they're very important, and it's definitely a supplement that one should have every day.
Okay, this is Don Goldberg, Dr. Vrablic. You just mentioned a lot of things that they do. Let's maybe translate that to who might actually benefit from taking a probiotic supplement. I guess the classic example would be someone who has lower bowel problems or who has been on antibiotic therapy. So this would kind of restore lower bowel function. Is that still one of the main reasons for taking it?
Yes, definitely. Anytime that there's antibiotic use, all of the microorganisms in the gastrointestinal tract are affected, especially the beneficial ones.
Okay, now you mentioned the immune system. Does that mean that if somebody has a cold, they should be taking a probiotic supplement?
Well, usually we mean some of the immune issues in the gastrointestinal tract. Basically, what probiotics do is that they compete with viruses or pathogenic bacteria that are ingested in our diet and keep them from gaining a foothold in our gastrointestinal tract and then causing some of these issues like the diarrhea and the stomach flu, so to speak.
Okay. Now, you mentioned that one of the challenges or with probiotic supplements is to get them from the mouth down to where they do their job. What is it that makes a good probiotic supplement? Meaning, you know, what's it take to achieve that? What does the probiotic product have to accomplish?
Well, definitely the product has to have live bacteria in it, usually many millions of cultures, at least at the time of manufacture. It should be an easy product to take, and hopefully it should be a product that is tolerable to the user.
Well, one of the things, of course, that seems to help to achieve that is to start off with a high-potency product. I think everybody realizes that, to some degree, you know, some of what you start with will be destroyed as it travels through the GI tract. So, therefore, the more you start with, the more that you will end up with. Is that correct?
Yes, that's true.
Now, I know that the American Health products start with a pretty high level. I think it's a 20 billion active cultures?
Yes.
Okay. Now, one area of, I'm not sure you call it controversy, but one area of difference of opinion is whether you're better off utilizing only one organism in products like this or utilizing a product that has a combination of different organisms. What is your approach?
Well, the combination products can be helpful because there are different places in the gastrointestinal tract for each of these microorganisms. For example, the lactobacilli are very common in the stomach, and then some of the bifidobacterium actually work or stay lower in the gastrointestinal tract. So sometimes this combination of organisms allows for the organisms to colonize their preferred part of the gastrointestinal tract.
Okay, now I'm looking at the label of your blueberry-flavored liquid acidophilus, and it looks like you have a straight acidophilus, Lactobacillus acidophilus, you have Lactobacillus bulgaricus, and you have Lactobacillus thermophilus. What is the rationale behind choosing those particular three?
Well, those are, again, some of the best known. The lactobacilli are important because not only do they help with the keeping pathogenic bacteria from gaining a foothold in the GI tract, they also produce lactic acid, which can also help keep the pathogenic bacteria, again, from growing and multiplying in the gastrointestinal tract.
Okay, now the products that we want to talk about that you are involved with from American Health are somewhat unique in that they're probably the most palatable products that are on the market. American Health has a liquid acidophilus supplements, one of which I was just looking at, and they also have chewable wafers. Now, this sort of presents a bit of a challenge, I would think, because the what makes them so palatable is also exactly what makes them difficult to maintain in a stable form. You know, we've always told people that you have to be a little bit careful with liquid products and chewable products because these are indeed live cultures and they're going to grow. And when do they grow best? They grow best when they're in liquid form. So how do you guys manage to prevent these liquid products from sort of growing or continuing to grow to a point where they use up whatever growth media there is and then start having problems with the potency levels?
Well, now we do recommend that the liquid products be refrigerated after opening. And we do hope that our consumers enjoy our products and use them as quickly as possible. We certainly do not recommend that they be kept around for, you know, 6 or 7 months opened on the shelf. And again, we do hope, especially with our chewable products, we do have some smaller size of the chewable products. And so we hope that consumers are able to choose the most appropriate product for them.
Okay, I'll tell you what, Don. Why don't we continue this discussion a little bit after this break? For those of you who are attempting to call in, this would be a good time to start. 1-800-321-0710. And American Health is offering a free bottle of the chewable Acidophilus, I think it's strawberry, to the first six people who call in about probiotics. So if you want to start queuing up, go right ahead.
Queuing up or chewing up?
You take your pick.
Okay.
All right. This is Arnie Gitomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Angelica Rablick, and we'll all be back after these words from our sponsors.
Have you gone into a health food store and come away disappointed? You can't find someone to answer your questions. All you see on the shelves is their house brand. The products you really want are never the ones on sale. Well, I have. And that's why I'm now a steady customer at Wilner Chemists. They have a fantastic selection of products, and almost everything is discount priced, with great sale discounts as well. And best of all, there's a big staff of nutritionally trained pharmacists and nutritionists who are there to answer your supplement questions. I'm never disappointed at Wilner Chemists. Big professional stores, great discount prices, a wide selection of products, and helpful, knowledgeable staff. No wonder they call Wilner Chemists the nutritional supplement professionals. There are two Wilner Chemist stores in Manhattan, 100 Park Avenue on the corner of 41st and Park, just a block south of Grand Central Terminal, and 253 Broadway on the corner of Murray, just across from City Hall. Call 1-800-633-1106 or check the web at wilner.com. Wilner Chemists. 1-800-633-1106.
Among the benefits of green tea is that it may protect against various types of cancer. And just recently, a study published in the Archives of Internal Medicine showed that tea may lower the risk of ovarian cancer. There are possible other benefits of green tea as well. Alzheimer's disease, uterine fibroids, autoimmune disease, diabetes, cataracts, the list goes on and on. And one of the popular ways to enjoy the benefit of green tea is to use a liquid concentrate. Just add a dropper full to hot or cold water, almost any beverage, and you have a great-tasting, healthy drink.
That's right. Nature's Answer has an excellent standardized alcohol-free green tea liquid concentrate, and they call it Super Green Tea. It's naturally low in caffeine and high in EGCG and polyphenols. In fact, it's standardized to contain 30% EGCG and 90% polyphenols.
Well, you've heard ads on the radio for other products, but this may be the best deal ever, as it's now on sale at Wilner Chemists at only $18.89. What a deal. In fact, the entire Nature's Answer line of herbal supplements is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 30% off list price.
Thanks, Arnie. You know, there are certain supplements that continue to gain support and credibility through ongoing research. CoQ10 is one of those supplements. Its value and popularity continues to grow, whereas several years ago we were talking about 10 to 30 milligram dosages. Today we talk about maybe even 10 times that amount. And it can get expensive, and that's why you should pay special attention when an opportunity for big savings on CoQ10 comes along. And here is such an opportunity. Doctor's Best is now on sale at Wilner Chemist, the whole line, at one-half price. And that means that Doctor's Best high-absorption CoQ10 in the 100 milligram and 200 and even the 400 milligram potencies, 60 veggie cap size, are on sale at half price. You can take high-potency CoQ10, or you can take high-potency CoQ10, you could take high-potency CoQ10. Here's a great opportunity to save money. Doctor's Best high-absorption CoQ10, the 100, 200, and 400 milligram potencies, are now on sale at half price at Wilner Chemists.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
That's right. Not only Don and Arnie, but Don, Arnie, Sam, Dr. Podell, Dr. Rablick. What a crew. Okay. Don, you were finishing up some questions.
I thought I would just do a couple more questions, and then we'll take a phone calls, give people a chance to get their free bottle of the chewable acidophilus. Okay, Dr. Brabick, one last question about the actual technical features of the products. The label, of course, says that it has 20 billion organisms at time of manufacture. The label also says that it does not have to be refrigerated until after we open the bottle. So, do I take that to mean that you guys have tested this material and found that for whatever the stated shelf life is, I assume it has an expiration date on the label, that it will retain enough of that potency during that period of time before somebody buys it and opens up the bottle?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. To answer your question.
People have come to realize that we are talking about a product that can lose potency, and they look at the shelf, at the stability dates on the bottles. So these are the questions we get, and I want to make sure that we can, be comfortable in recommending the products. Dr. Brablick,
yes.
Did you want to also say something about the use of these probiotic supplements in treating ulcers, the H. pylori type ulcers? I know that there was a study that was published a short time ago which looked at that particular problem.
Yes, that's actually one of my most favorite of all the hundreds of studies done with probiotics. This study was published in 2004. It came from a group in Korea, and they had subjects who were positive for an H. pylori infection, and that is the gram-negative bacteria that causes peptic ulcers. And these individuals were supplemented with a lactobacilli bifidobacterium blend. Sure enough, those folks compared to the folks that did not receive any probiotics did have their infections clear up.
Very good. Hey, Don, you know what's interesting about that study was the fact that they were really only dealing in concentrations, CFUs, colony-forming units, of what they call 10 to the 7, which I think is about 10 million. So they were using 10 million colony-forming unit, a product containing 10 million colony-forming units of Acidophilus and Bifidobacteria.
Yeah. Actually, I have a relevant question. There are many brands which have 1 billion or 2 billion units. I think, for instance, the Jarrow is just down
sure.
there. And so what's a proper dose? I'm used to thinking of, for preventive purposes, 1 or 2 billion organisms being good. But now we're talking 20 billion. Who should get which level? Because I'm sure the costs reflect the number of organisms in some degree.
Definitely. And I certainly think that for the daily use, that's where we look to the lower doses. Now, say someone is not familiar with probiotics or really has never used probiotics, but now they have a gastrointestinal complaint and they're ready to try a probiotic. For something like that, which would be more of an acute use, then it's likely that a higher dosage would be useful. And some of the things that we recommend with our products for American Health would simply be to up the dosage for a week or two. And so double or triple the dosage and then go back to a daily maintenance dose.
And, let's not forget, as we've pointed out many times in the past, much of the research on probiotics is not done with capsules and tablets. Much of it is done with yogurt containing live cultures and so forth. And I would think that would be a strong recommendation for these liquid products because, we do know that type of delivery system works. I should perhaps recap for the listeners. American Health, we're talking about American Health, their liquid acidophilus and their chewable acidophilus products. The liquid comes in several different flavors. There's a banana flavor, a blueberry flavor, I think a mixed berry. Oh, no, wait a second. And a plain. I'm not sure what the plain is. I know it's not unflavored, but I've forgotten whether it's cherry. Dr. Vrablic, what are the liquid plain? Is that totally unflavored, or is that...
No, I think that one is strawberry.
Strawberry, okay. And then, of course, in the chewable, there is a blueberry, a mixture, strawberry. I guess that's it. Okay. Anyway, but they taste good, and they work.
Hey, Don.
Yeah.
I'd like to ask Dr. Vrablic a question. We often get customers who have been prescribed antibiotics, and now that we have an expert on the radio, perhaps she can answer. Dr. Vrablic, customers who are taking antibiotics often are sometimes prescribed acidophilus-type products, and
right.
Sometimes their doctors have said don't take it until you're finished with the antibiotic. Do you have an opinion on when's the best time to take it if someone is on an antibiotic?
Well, actually, it is a better idea to wait until after the antibiotic course, simply because the antibiotic is very effective in killing lactobacilli and other probiotic bacteria. So there would be very little benefit in taking a probiotic that will be neutralized by the antibiotic dose.
Okay, thanks.
All righty.
Okay, Arnie, you want to start taking phone calls?
We're getting close to the,
Okay, well, I'll tell you what, let me mention one thing then. If you folks want to see the paper that we discussed about H. pylori, if you want to see a link to the various products that we just got done mentioning, and starting, I guess this evening, if you want to hear an MP3 file of this program and the information that Dr. Vrablic is providing, if you go to our website, Wilner.com, I have put a link right on the front on
right.
the news.
Yes, okay. All right. This portion of the Wilner Window, by the way, is being brought to you by Daiwa Health, the makers of Peak Immune 4 for proven powerful immune system support. And we're going to pause for a short break, and we'll be back after these messages. If you're looking for a supplement for powerful immune system support, look no further than Peak Immune 4. Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran arabinoxylan compound made by treating a polysaccharide from rice bran with an enzyme from shiitake mushroom. What the heck does that mean? Well, it means that Peak Immune 4 triples natural killer cell activity, increases the level of B and T cells, and supports the body's natural production of cytokines. Well, what the heck does that mean? It means powerful immune system support. When you really need immune system support, this is the stuff you want to be using. Peak Immune 4, used around the world with over 400 patients in clinical trials. The immune support you need when you really need immune support. Peak Immune 4 from Daiwa Health Development. It's now available at Wilner Chemists. And now let's go to Tom Rogers for the traffic.
Taking a look at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel right now, about a 50-minute delay, not too bad on the outbound side. Inbound Holland Tunnel, 15 minutes from the Turnpike approach, not too bad from 1 and 9. Outbound, about a 40-minute wait. Trying to cross the George Washington Bridge, inbound side, a 40-minute delay from 8095 Express, lower level, about a half hour of your time. In the five boroughs, just getting some good news in the Bronx. The Moshloo Parkway has been reopened at Gun Hill Road. The flooding has subsided. Southbound BQE just before Hamilton Avenue, an accident still in the process of being cleared. Westbound LIE at Springfield Boulevard, disabled vehicle in the left lane. Crossroads of the World, southbound Broadway, that's currently shut down right now between 45th and 42nd. That's a movie shoot until 8 o'clock this evening. This report is brought to you by the Division of Highway Traffic Safety. The New Jersey Division of Highway Traffic Safety reminds everyone that pedestrian safety is a shared responsibility. Be alert when you walk, be alert when you drive. I'm Mike Malone, that's WOR Traffic.
When it comes to health and wellness, TwinLab has your answers for life. For 35 years, we at TwinLab have had the privilege of providing you with vitamins, minerals, and specialty supplements which address your individual health concerns. Products like OcuGuard Plus for eye health with clinically proven lutein, an important nutritional component which promotes healthy vision. like blood pressure control, with clinically proven C12 peptide, helping to maintain healthy blood pressure levels, and like Daily One Caps, our number one multivitamin containing 20 essential nutrients in a perfect balance for optimal health and wellness. Now more than ever, Twin Lab is committed to keeping you informed of the latest breakthroughs in science. So call us toll-free at 800-645-5626 with your health questions. That's 800-645-5626. For healthy solutions from a brand you can trust, turn to Twin Lab, Answers for Life. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. These products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Cruciferous vegetables such as broccoli have been associated with antioxidant and cellular protection, and diets rich in cruciferous vegetables have been shown to reduce the risk of cancer. The new product from Jarrow Formulas, Broccomax, contains a standardized concentrate called SGS. It's also known as sulforaphane glucosinolate. It's extracted without solvents from broccoli seeds. SGS is metabolized to sulforaphane. It's a highly reactive antioxidant. And in extensive studies, sulforaphane has been shown to be a potent inducer of phase 2 detoxifying enzymes in the liver and a protector of DNA. Each Broccomax capsule contains 30 milligrams of standardized sulforaphane glucosinolate. This is 20 times more SGS than you get from cooked broccoli. So get the powerful protection of broccoli by taking one capsule of Jarrow's Broccomax daily. Broccomax from Jarrow Formulas is available from Wilner Chemist, discount priced, of course.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Prodell, my partner Don Goldberg, of course, and our special guest, Dr. Angelica Vrablic. And once again, I'd like to remind you that the first six callers with questions about probiotics are going to get a free bottle of Chewable Acidophilus, courtesy of American Health. And the number to call, 1-800-321-0710. Just give Ira your name and address. Okay, we have to talk about our sale. Before we get to the phones, a quick update on what's now on sale at Wilner Chemist. Our spring sale has just started with discounts on the entire lines of popular supplements up to 50% off list price. Here's some examples. Doctor's Best is 50% off list. American Health, Source Naturals, and Rainbow Light, they're on sale at 35% off list. Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Nature's Way, and many other lines all on sale at 30% off list. And if you're not already on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You will automatically get our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3, leave your name and address. The number again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, www.wilner.com. The website gives a full list of all the sale items as well.
Or we think the best choice would be to come down to either one of our two stores and say hello, drop by, we love seeing you. You could pick up a sale flyer and a catalog. Our Midtown location is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. We're near the corner of Murray Street, and that's right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right, finally we get to the phones, and the first free bottle of American Health probiotic goes to Carla from Manhattan. Hello, Carla.
Hi. I just wanted to know, I have IBS, and I did have some infections. I took Cipro, and I also took Ampicillin at one point this winter, and I bought you want to know the name of it?
I don't know that it matters.
Okay, but, I bought Ultraflora plus DF capsules, 15 billion organisms, and I was taking them, and then after a few days, I don't know if that's because I have IBS, I had pain in the groin from it. You know, it was like I thought something was wrong with my groin, and I just didn't feel right. Maybe it was too strong for me, but I did take them. I was wondering, is there an amount I'm allowed to, I should be taking after I catch a virus or it was with my IBS syndrome?
Okay, well, just to start off, you know, when you have irritable bowel and you took antibiotics for the length of time and the various types of antibiotics,
right.
I guess it's difficult to pinpoint and say that the probiotics were the cause of that discomfort you're getting.
Well, as soon as I discontinue, it goes away.
Yeah, well, maybe that's a good hint.
Maybe it's too strong for me. I don't know, but
it's possible.
But I felt it was protecting, you know, all the bacteria that I was missing.
Well, Probac would be appropriate for you, but maybe you just need to switch brands. Maybe this particular one disagreed with you.
Yeah, this is Dr. Podell. I found that fairly often if you start people on very high doses, 10 or 20 billion organisms, that they may get some upset from it. So I like to start at a lower dose and then work up. And I think it's better tolerated that way.
Well, I'd like to be on maintenance, and what dose do you recommend now?
Well, Dr. Vrablic, what do you think about this?
Oh, yes. Well, maintenance, probably, especially with a chronic condition, you do want to use a chronic dose of a probiotic. And, again, you want to go lower to, maybe 10 billion. I think maybe we have a product that would be 9 billion organisms. So maybe again a lower dose and just a more regular daily usage.
Well, you know, with the liquid probiotic from the American Health Company, it's very easy to change the dose. The recommended dose is 2 tablespoons, and that's a 20 billion organism. So if you only took 1 tablespoon instead of 2, obviously you're reducing your dose from 20 billion down to 10 billion.
Even 1 teaspoon or
yeah,
2
I
teaspoons?
Mean, you know, yeah. So you can vary the dose depending upon whatever your needs are.
So in your case, Carla, the liquid from American Health might be a good choice, only because for a few reasons, but one of them being you can vary the dose as you wish.
Yes, I see what you're saying. May I also tell you that the doctor, my primary doctor, who's an internist, was of no help at all. He said, "What studies do you have that this can be good for you?" And I said to him, "I know it's good for me to take it because I've lost all my good bacteria." And he just looked at me like, you know, he was puzzled. So he had been of no help at all. And
if you go to tell him to go to Google, and you know what Google is?
I told him. I said,
you go to Google and just put in probiotics in Google, okay? And there's something there if he wants something substantial. Tell him there's a link there to the PDR reference for probiotics, and they have a wonderful reference on probiotics, and tell him to read it. It would be enlightening.
Yes, that's what I thought. I can't argue with him. He's a medical doctor, but they have no help at all, and I'm glad I found out about probiotics.
Well, that's why we have our own medical doctor here,
yes.
Who listens.
Okay.
Right, don't you dare argue with me. Yes, right.
Okay, thank
all
you right. very much.
Okay, Carla.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hey, before you take the next call, I just clicked on the link to one of the chewable products to see the potency, and it's 1 billion organisms per wafer on the chewable Acidophilus. So, you know, that also gives you a lot of flexibility. Instead of the 20 billion in the 2 tablespoons of liquid,
that's right.
1 billion per wafer.
Yeah, you can take little nips out of it. You know, little you can gnaw
little nips,
little like a little mouse. You can take little.
okay,
let's say hello to Jan from Sparta, New Jersey.
Yes, hi. My question is there anybody that should not be taking probiotics? And also, how does it survive the shipping in a very hot weather?
Okay. Angelica, did you want to start in here?
Yes. First, I think we'll start with the who should not take probiotics. That's very easy because it's two very rare groups of people really should be concerned about probiotics. One group would be any individual who has a short bowel syndrome, who has possibly had some sort of surgery in their gastrointestinal tract and no longer has a full size gastrointestinal tract. should be concerned and would have to really speak with their physician regarding this. And also individuals who have replacement heart valves may need to speak with their physician regarding probiotic use. Everyone else, however, again, these are bacteria that live normally inside our bodies.
Okay. Now, I haven't heard this one about heart valves. What's the basis for that concern?
The heart valve, although these bacteria are non-pathogenic, there is a slight concern that they could get into the circulation. This is information out of the PDR for dietary supplements. So I certainly would refer to a physician to get more information.
Okay. Guess what we know about probiotics. I was under the impression that they don't get into circulation. They stay pretty much within the gut. But I guess if you have a leaky gut condition or something, perhaps
right.
It's
But I don't think anyone's ever reported an endocarditis from Lactobacillus or Bifidobacteria. So I wouldn't doubt that they get in circulation. I expect anything in the gut will leak in small amounts. But I'm not aware of anyone actually having had an infection from that.
Okay, what about the shipping, Dr. Vrablic?
Yes, we do get those questions a lot about the shipping. And we do keep our products cool when they are being shipped. For us, in the mail order business, the bigger concern would be a box of product that sits out on someone's porch during warm weather. However, in terms of moving our products from warehouses and such, they are in cooled trucks.
Okay, so I guess from our standpoint, we also ship probiotics during the warmer weather, and we've always felt that the overages put in by the manufacturers sort of allowed for some degradation, if you would, during transit.
Yes, that's also the case. Again, with any mail order type of products, we may point out to consumers that August is not the best time for your mail order shipment to sit on the porch. But besides that, we know what was put into the product at the time of manufacture.
Okay, thank you. All righty. Well, I think we'll pause for a short break. This segment of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Peak Immune 4 for proven powerful immune system support. From Daiwa, Peak Immune 4 contains a rice bran mushroom extract complex immune support from when you really need immune support. Our phone number here in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Any questions about vitamins, herbs, probiotics, just about anything, give us a call. 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Angelica Vrablic, and we'll be back after these messages. Are you one of those people who have a hard time getting a good night's sleep? Do you wake up feeling groggy, tired? Well, Natrol has a product designed just for you. It's called Sleep and Restore. Sleep and Restore promotes normal sleep patterns with a combination of melatonin and valerian. It provides a more restful, deeper sleep, while the powerful antioxidants in the product support your body's natural restoration process. So you sleep well and wake up refreshed and restored. Sleep is a time for natural restorative events, including free radical removal and increased growth hormone activity. Don't shortchange yourself. Use Sleep and Restore to ensure a good night's rest. Natrol Sleep and Restore is a perfect combination for those of you looking for a more restful, deeper sleep. Sleep and Restore is available at Wilner Chemists along with the entire Natrol product line at discount prices, of course.
Country Life has a new product to help fight osteoporosis. Target Men's Calcium Magnesium Phosphorus with Vitamin D. This unique vegetarian capsule formula combines absorption, convenience, and low cost. In Target Men's, Country Life developed a multiple carrier system that enhances the absorption of calcium. They combine calcium hydroxyapatite, calcium citrate, calcium lysinate, calcium aspartate, and calcium alpha-ketoglutarate. The hydroxyapatite form provides phosphorus as well as calcium, which is shown in a recent study to also increase bone strength. The citrate form is very absorbable, and the lysine and aspartic acid carriers also assist in bone health. Target Men's calcium magnesium phosphorus with vitamin D vegetarian capsules deliver 1,000 milligrams of calcium, 500 milligrams magnesium, 500 milligrams phosphorus, and 400 IUs of vitamin D in just four convenient vegetarian capsules. That's Target Men's calcium magnesium phosphorus with vitamin D vegetarian capsules from Country Life, available at the Wilner Chemists. The makers of ProPax with NT Factor and Healthy Aging with NT Factor have asked us to do an educational minute to explain why the product really is unique, why it really works. First, what exactly does Healthy Aging with NT Factor do? Well, NT Factor reduces and eliminates fatigue. NT Factor protects against genetic damage. NT Factor protects against age-related loss of hearing and nerve function. NT Factor repairs oxidative damage to cell and mitochondrial membranes. And NT Factor optimizes membrane potential and mitochondrial function. Well, these are claims, but here is what is different. These claims are actually supported by research on animals and humans, research that actually used NT Factor in the studies. This is special, and NT Factor is special. Among the ingredients of NT Factor is a modified phospholipid extract, for example, which closely matches the phospholipid profile of the human cell membrane. Why not use the product that is unique and actually shown to work? At Wilner Chemists, we carry both ProPax with NT Factor, the complete nutritional supplement pack, or high-potency NT Factor alone under the name Healthy Aging for those who want to add it to their current supplement program. Ask for Healthy Aging with NT Factor at Wilner Chemists. Go with what works.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Prodell, of course, our special guest, Dr. Angelica Rablick. And before we get to the phones, I want to tell you that this portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by Natrol. Natrol brings you the My Favorite Multi-Collection of Multivitamin Supplements. And let's say hello to Bob from Brooklyn.
Oh, hi. I got a question about the Acidophilus.
Sure.
When I travel, I take my multivitamins with me, and I don't have to worry about refrigeration, but the doctor said that probiotic Acidophilus has to be refrigerated. So how do I handle that if I'm going on a trip for 2 weeks and there's, you know, no refrigerator on my back?
Okay, Dr. Rablick, what about the chewables from American Health?
Exactly. We have a chewable product, and those do not have to be refrigerated, and they are. That is exactly what I use when I'm traveling.
Okay, so you have some, and I think you're going to get a free bottle, Bob, because you called in, and if you gave Irie your name and address?
Yes, I did.
Okay, you'll get a free bottle to take along on your next trip?
Correct.
Okay, thanks for the call, Bob.
Just a question, I don't know if you mentioned it before, but are these probiotic products dairy-free, or do they are they in a dairy base?
Actually, they are dairy-free, and okay. We also have a new soy-based liquid, which is suitable for vegetarians and vegans.
Okay.
Okay, wonderful. And who's next? Celia from New City, New York.
Hi.
Hi.
My son has a staph infection and was given antibiotic for it, and he started getting diarrhea. I suggested that he go and get some probiotics, and when he went to the drugstore, they told him Acidophilus would be the best thing. But my question is, because of what you said before, should he be taking it while he has the diarrhea? I thought it would help alleviate some of that diarrhea rather than wait till the 10 days are over.
in this particular case, if he needs to be on the antibiotic, I would recommend a different probiotic form, a probiotic formula than an Acidophilus and Bifidus. I'd recommend a Saccharomyces boulardii product.
Okay. Saccharomyces.
Yes, the brand name is Florastor.
Florastor.
Yeah, and it's derived from yeast, and that'll, you know, take care of the diarrhea very effectively.
Okay.
And if he had finished his antibiotics, I would say sure, use the Acidophilus and Bifidus. But in this case, I think he would get he'll get very, very nice results with the Saccharomyces boulardii.
Yeah, Saccharomyces is a different organism. It is the one that has the best data on the what they call Clostridia C. difficile, which can cause a bloody diarrhea after taking antibiotics. Actually, the studies that I've seen suggest that even if you're taking antibiotics and you take Acidophilus and Bifidobacteria, some of it's going to stay there and some of it will be destroyed. So it's not as good as if you weren't taking antibiotics, but I usually start people when they start antibiotics and I continue it for a few weeks afterward. So indeed, one can take Saccharomyces and Lactobacillus and Bifidobacteria together. And as I was surfing the web to look for heart valve problems and Lactobacillus, which we were talking about a few minutes ago and couldn't find anything, I came across a Mayo Clinic site where they have patented their own formula of probiotics, bacteria and yeast, the yeasty one being the Saccharomyces, I imagine, and the bacterial ones being their strains of Lactobacillus and Bifido. So the lady back there whose doctor said there was no data, go tell it to the Mayo Clinic.
Yeah, Ania, I would add to what Dr. Podell said. Back many years ago, my position used to be the same as we meant, as Dr. Varablik mentioned earlier, that, you know, because the antibiotic is going to kill the organisms, what's the point of taking it until you're done? But over the years, we've spoken to so many people who utilize these things clinically, with results just like Dr. Podell mentioned, who find that it does have some benefit in spite of that theoretical reason for not doing it, that I've come to modify my feelings, and I agree that at the very least, maybe when you're in the last week of the regimen or something, I do recommend taking it also, even though theoretically some of it's going to get killed off by the antibiotic.
And certainly if you're taking an antibiotic, the action of the drug is not really in the digestive tract. It's probably 2 or 3 hours, I'd say 3 hours later, where the drug is actually no longer in the gut. It's probably absorbed and into circulation. It's working where it's supposed to work, where there's an infection. And 3 hours later, after taking the antibiotics, probably safe to take a probiotic.
I would agree with you,
Don.
Okay.
Right. Thanks for
Thank
the call,
Thank you so
Celia.
Much. Thanks.
You're very welcome. Anne, who's next? Anne from Baldwin, Long Island.
Hi.
Hi.
I just had a question regarding a probiotic that I take. It's called Bacid.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if this product that you're talking about now is a better product than Bacid.
Okay. Bacid is... it's one of the older probiotic products that's been around. It's primarily sold in traditional pharmacies. I remember back in it was available back when I first started in pharmacy back in the mid '60s. They had Bacid available, so it's a good product. But that's the one which some of the older traditional MDs know about. So they recommend it by name. I haven't looked at the label recently to see how many, colony-forming units it has in it, but you would do well to compare the label of the Bacid with some of the products that we're talking about now, talking about billions of colony-forming units. See how much is available in the Bacid.
Doesn't look like there's that type of, amount in this as I'm looking at it now. So I don't think it's as good.
Yeah, so then by all means you could use one of the American Health products, either the liquid or the chewables. Sure, absolutely.
Thanks very much.
You're very welcome. And 1-800-321-0710. That's the phone number here in the studio. Give us a call.
You know, it's interesting. You're mentioning this Bassett and and how, you know, and the other caller mentioning one of her doctors didn't seem to be all that interested. You know, I found that so surprising because among the various things that we talk about that have a history in conventional medicine, Lactobacillus acidophilus has been in the medical textbooks as a recommended treatment for diarrhea and a treatment for use and a recommendation for use after antibiotic therapy for years and years and years and years and years.
Absolutely.
So, well, you know, why any medical doctor would act as if there's no basis for utilizing this just baffles me.
Yeah, well, you know, it goes back to Metchnikoff, you know, back at the turn of the century. You know, what are you going to do?
Don't Metchnikoff.
You're welcome. Okay, let's say hello to Annette from Farmingdale, Long Island.
Yes, I have been taking acidophilus for about 10 years, and I go way back to the Carlton Fredericks days with supplements. I heard the doctor mention something about endocarditis, and I was wondering whether it was in reference to a past experience with that, or whether it is with an active endocarditis, whether was it harmful, or I didn't hear that part of the conversation.
Okay. Dr. Rablick?
Sure. This is actually listed as a possible side effect of using probiotics. Correctly, as we look through Google, there are no clinical reports of this ever. At least there's no clinical reports in the literature that this has taken place. This is possibly considered, a possibility if one had replacement valves.
Yeah, actually, I have to take it back. I just did another search using the National Library of Medicine database, and there was an article recently said that in the entire literature from the beginning, there have been 78 reported cases of endocarditis due to lactobacillus, not from taking supplements, but, you know, from lactobacillus at all. And, of course, everybody has lots of lactobacillus. So
right.
I suppose while being not very infectious or invasive, those things can exist. And they're uncommon, but so they are.
Okay. Well, unfortunately, we are coming to the end of the first hour of the Wilner Window. Dr. Vrablic, will you be able to stay with us the next hour? Okay, well, that's wonderful. Okay, this portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by Natrol. Natrol with more Ester C products than any other company. The entire Natrol line is available at Wilner Chemists. Discount priced, of course. Okay, as I said, folks, this is a two-hour show. Those of you who are on the phones, please stay right there, and we will be back to you at about 6.5 minutes after 3. Until then, this is Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg, Sam Forbes, Dr. Richard Podell, Dr. Angelica Rablick, our guest. We'll see you right after the news.
It's time to draw the curtains on this portion of the Wilner Window. Stay tuned for the second hour, coming up right after the break for the news. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy.
Radio 710 WOR.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window, sponsored by Wilner Chemists. WOR's airing of this program constitutes neither an endorsement of the products offered or of the ideas expressed.
Welcome back for the second hour of the Wilner Window as our hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gatomer, the nutritional supplement professionals, invite you once again to look in on a discussion of nutritional supplements and their role in preventing disease and promoting optimal health. Don and Arnie are both pharmacists, the owners of Wilner Chemists, New York's oldest and largest nutritional pharmacy, and the authors of the highly acclaimed book, The Best Supplements for Your Health. You can just sit back and enjoy the view, or
You can call in with your questions. The number to call is 1-800-321-0710. That's 1-800-321-0710. Now, back to Arnie and Don.
And welcome back to the second hour of the Wilner Window. This is Arnie Gitomer along with Don Goldberg, Dr. Richard Prodell, Sam Forbes, our special guest, Dr. Angelica Rablick, and she's a nutritional biochemist, and she's joining us. We're having a nice discussion about probiotics. And those of you who have been on the phones over the break, thank you for staying there. And I see we have a few other ones who've added to the list. So we will begin taking your calls right away. Let's say hello to Rebecca from Westchester, Pennsylvania.
Yes, I was. I just learned recently that there's an important part of your immune system in your gut, and I was wondering, does taking a probiotic help this, hinder this, or just what the consequences are as far as affecting your immune system, and especially with respect to autoimmune diseases?
Okay, good question. Why don't we could make a show about that, I guess, but Dr. Rablick, did you want to start off?
Sure. Yes, that's true that the probiotics do stimulate the immune system, and as you said, there's a large portion of our immune system directly in our gastrointestinal tract. Again, what the probiotics do for our immune system is one way is that they keep pathogenic bacteria from growing and attaching themselves to the walls of the gastrointestinal tract. Another benefit they have is that they actually will secrete certain substances that stimulate the immune system. For example, the lactic acid and some of the other things. And also, lastly, which is very interesting, is there is a small amount of research on immune stimulation just from the capsules of the bacteria themselves. And so that's a very, very interesting study, and it shows that sometimes even dead cultures of lactobacilli are helpful to the immune system simply because the immune system will recognize those bacterial capsules.
Yeah, this is a very important thing. We know that in normal healthy people and in people who are just generally sick, adding lactobacillus or bifidobacteria will enable the immune system to be more vigorous and to attack bacteria, to attack cancer cells, and so on. So the question that the caller is raising is, well, what about people who already have autoimmune disease where their immune systems are producing antibodies that are attacking the body? And one might say, oh, lactobacillus would be bad there. But in fact, the evidence, which is not complete, but the evidence that we have is that in ulcerative colitis and in Crohn's disease, that it probably is either helpful or not harmful. And there are a fair number of studies in that. In rheumatoid arthritis and lupus, the studies seem to suggest it's not harmful. So that I think what's doing the lactobacillus is helping one set of immune parameters, but not the set that's making for bad disease. So therefore, tentatively, and this is still tentative, it's quite safe to take and may even be desirable, particularly in the case of ulcerative colitis, where there's fairly good data that it's helpful.
I'd like to add that from what I've read in the past, lactobacillus and the probiotics also seem to, Doctor, you did mention that it stimulates the immune system, but I think it also has a modulating effect on the immune system.
Yes.
There may be some anti-inflammatory effect of probiotics that are secreted and manufactured in the gut. The lactobacillus produce things like, I think it in their fermentation of fiber, produce things like butyric acid, which support, and that's one of the reasons why it may be so helpful for gut diseases. But it does have it may have an anti-inflammatory effect as well. So that could be helpful. And of course, if someone with autoimmune disease obviously have any allergies, especially food allergies, that could sort of stress the immune system, furthering the problem. So things like probiotics can actually help with food allergy problems, in which case that would help overall the immune system and autoimmune problems.
Okay, thanks for that call, Rebecca. And next we have Lee from Margate City, New Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Lee.
Hi. I have to take clindamycin for any procedures I have done, even just going to the dentist. So I've been told, is the probiotic, the chewable, as good as the other type to take for, you know, when I have to take these antibiotics?
Okay, you're taking the clindamycin because of procedures, and you
because I have heart valve and murmur and that. And years ago, I had taken a full course of amoxicillin, and I had a major problem with it. Nobody ever told me I had to take probiotics, so I didn't.
Okay.
And I will never take amoxicillin again. So now they're giving me clindamycin.
Okay, that's another antibiotic, but it would have the same similar effects without the probiotics in the gut. So, would taking the chewable Acidophilus be a good idea, Dr. Rablick?
And how long do I have to take it to make sure I don't have a problem with the, you know?
Right. Well, actually, the chewable product might be more helpful because we do have pectin in the chewable product, and that is a prebiotic, which means that it provides food, in this case a carbohydrate food, for the probiotic bacteria.
Okay, and how long would you suggest that I take it to make sure I don't have any ill effects from the antibiotic?
Well, probably at least 2 weeks would probably work, and of course you would be able to tell on your own as well.
So 2 weeks, Lee, after once you've finished the antibiotics.
Well, I take four capsules before I go, and that's it. It's just the one time.
Oh, then you just do it for a couple of weeks.
Yeah,
for a couple of weeks, you think?
Yeah, that would be good.
The chewable would be as good or better.
Chewable would be fine if that's the kind that you want to take. Whatever. It's really what's best for you. If you like a liquid, by all means, use a liquid. If you like a chewable, use the chewable.
Okay. Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you so much for that call. All right. We're going to pause for a short break. Our phone number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. 1-800-321-0710. Questions about vitamins, minerals, herbs, homeopathic remedies, probiotics? This is Arnie Gatomer.
This is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell.
Our special guest, Dr. Angelica Rablick. And we'll be back after these messages.
Okay, well, do you suffer from acne, eczema, psoriasis, dandruff, itchy, sensitive skin? Do you wish there was a line of natural, effective skincare products that would help alleviate these problems? Well, here's some good news. We now carry skincare items that may be the answer to your prayers, and it's called Zindet. Now, what makes Zindet products unique is that they contain both Dead Sea minerals and silt. These minerals have a therapeutic action, healing and smoothing skin damaged by eczema. They open the pores of skin affected with acne, and they close the many abrasions of other skin disorders and effectively treating itching and redness. The rich oils in Zindet smooth and heal dry and scaly skin. Now, there are three Zindet products, a sensitive skin formula cleansing bar, a hair and body shampoo, and a skin balm. Zindet, it's spelled X-Y-N-D-E-T. It's truly unique. It's made in Germany from Dead Sea minerals from Israel. Zindet contains no animal products. Zindet, for more information, you can log on to Wilner.com.
In 1947, while the world was discovering junk food, some of us took a different path. We decided being well was more than just not being sick, that what went into our bodies helped determine the wellness of our bodies. And to make that wellness our way of life, we created Solgar Vitamins. Made in small batches for greater freshness, bottled in amber glass for greater protection, tested and retested to ensure their potency and purity.
No wonder Solgar is the number one brand of nutritional supplements in leading natural health food stores and considered the gold standard by any standard. So if you're ready to make wellness even more a part of your life, look for the distinctive gold Solgar line in your nearest health food store and ask their nutritional experts about Solgar. They'll tell you wellness has been Solgar's way of life since 1947.
And here's some good news. The entire line of Solgar products is now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 25% off list price. Pomegranate has long been recognized as a fruit with many benefits to health due to its high antioxidant activity from ellagic acid, gallic acid, anthocyanins, and tannins. Grape is also a rich source of polyphenols, and blueberry is another antioxidant-rich, anti-aging fruit. Jarrow Formulas has combined these three extracts, pomegranate, grape, and blueberry, into one powerful liquid concentrate. What a great, good-tasting way to get antioxidant protection, and it's good for your heart, lowering LDL, supporting vascular and capillary integrity, and supporting normal vascular contraction. Pomegranate may even lower blood pressure, so if you're already on hypertensive medication, use caution. And if you don't want the liquid concentrate, try Jarrow's new PomGuard capsules, a unique blend of fermented pomegranate juice, seed meal, and aqueous extracts of peel and leaf, developed by the renowned pioneer pomegranate researcher, Dr. Ephraim Lansky. PomGuard, the fermented pomegranate extract in capsule form, or PomGrate, the pomegranate grape blueberry concentrate in liquid form from Jarrow Formulas, available at Wilner Chemists, discount priced, of course.
Now, by the way, Arnie, before we move on, as I mentioned last week, one of the ways, well, actually the only way that I use the liquid pomegranate from Jarrow, the combination of pomegranate, blueberry, and grape, is I take the bottle down with me in the evenings at the dinner, and I order a nice margarita, and I put a good dose of the pomegranate and blueberry grape right into the margarita, stir it in, and I feel so healthy afterwards. You wouldn't want to do that, of course, with the American Health liquid acidophilus, because I think the alcohol in the margarita would probably have a bad effect on the acidophilus. However, you could mix, I would think, the liquid blueberry acidophilus from American Health along with this great pomegranate and blueberry grape from Jarrow Formulas and have a dynamite product there.
It's a great way to start off your day.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, we should do a welcome back, right, Noah?
Yes.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
All right, we should rejoin. Consider yourself rejoined. Okay.
In case you were wondering what you were listening to.
That's right. Okay. Before we get back to the phones, you know, there are times when a conventional medical doctor just won't do. You need someone who knows not only conventional, but alternative medicine as well. Someone like our own Dr. Richard Podell. Dr. Podell.
Well, thank you very much, and all your little lactobacillus friends. That's kind of an illustration of what we mean by so-called alternative medicine. It's medicine where you have good data, good patient reports, but not completely proved, and not quite yet where the average doctor views this as useful. It also illustrates one of the principles I talk about often, which is holistic support for the body's natural healing systems. Lactobacillus doesn't kill other organisms. What it does is it rebalances the ecology of the gut, and it also stimulates the body's own natural immune system abilities to fight diseases. So this is the kind of thing that in many, many instances, not no matter what's wrong, but in many instances of other so-called disease conditions being wrong, which may have their own medical treatments, you also get mileage by, say, improving the immune system with lactobacillus or bifidobacteria, just as you get mileage from dealing properly with sleep and dealing properly with stress and exercise and diet and vitamins and fish oils and so forth. So people who are interested in that integrative medicine approach, we are in New Jersey. We're in Springfield and Somerset, New Jersey. Telephone number is 973-218-9191. That's 973-218-9191. Or look for us on the web, which is Dr. Podell, D-R-P-O-D-E-L-L .org, O-R-G.
Thank you, Dr. Podell. All righty, let's get back to the phones and say hello to Joe from Edison, New Jersey.
Oh, good afternoon. Thank you for taking my call. My question has to do with Candida. What is the best probiotic in a non-dairy form for Candida?
Okay, good question. There's lots of good probiotic bacterial products. We're talking today, obviously, about the American Health products available in liquid or chewable. And they are pretty, well, let's see. Dr. Rablick, you said you had something that was dairy-free.
Yes, we have a new soy-based liquid, Acidophilus, that is 100% soy-free. I'm sorry, it's 100% dairy-free. It's suitable for vegetarians and vegans.
Would that be a product that someone with a candida problem could use?
Definitely. There is some very good research on lactobacillus and candida, and I know we are talking about the gastrointestinal tract today, but there's even some very nice research on vaginal candida as well with lactobacillus.
Okay. I don't think that would interest Joe too much, but
no, but I think more of the lactobacillus seems to know where to go to get the candida.
Oh yeah,
okay,
absolutely,
wherever it is.
Okay, so Joe, that's one option, and as I've said, there's many excellent.
Could I ask a question?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, okay. I'm calling for my wife, and she hit it on the nose what the problem was.
All right, see that?
Well, you, Angelica, you never know.
Angelica knew that.
It's
see,
the
she,
woman's
she,
intuition every
that's
time.
That's right.
Yeah, well, my question is this capsule form that you're talking about?
In this particular case, no. There are products available that are Acidophilus, Lactobacillus acidophilus in capsule form, which are meant to be inserted into the vagina.
That's right.
Yes, but there are also some very good studies with a lactobacillus containing yogurt or other ingested formulas in a pill form having efficacy as well.
You know, this is a good subject because, you know, we mentioned the gastrointestinal effects of antibiotics, but we forgot that, you know, there's a whole category or a lot of patients who suffer from yeast infections after antibiotic use, and we didn't mention that. I'm glad, Joe, that you mentioned it because it can be a problem. So that's another reason to take probiotics, as it's pretty obvious by now. So yeah, I mean, taking it orally would be probably something you should do. That may actually help prevent the infection, but you can use vaginal insert type probiotic products if they are available. But do you even need to use a vaginally insert type product? Can you just insert a capsule?
Well, probably.
Yes.
From my way of thinking, you do everything
probably
you can.
Right.
You know, you take the oral one and
right.
and the vaginal one as well. Okay, did we answer your question, Joe?
I have one more thing. What is the strain in that? Does she know the strain offhand?
The strain?
In which one?
The one for the vagina.
Oh, offhand? I'm looking here, and I just see lactobacillus as the general one.
Yeah, I'm not sure which one would be most active there, but it could be
lactobacillus.
Just the acidophilus. Yeah.
The acidophilus. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Any other questions? Okay, that's it.
Thanks a lot, Joe.
Hey, thank you so much.
Okay.
Hey, Ani, you know, maybe we ought to clarify something here. You know, people are calling up with the kinds of questions that really are not answerable. You know, the question, which is the best acidophilus for this or for that?
Right.
You have to understand, folks, the particular products we're talking about right now from American Health are unique not so much because they contain a different strain of Acidophilus than other products, but they're unique in the delivery system that's there. In other words, you have pleasant-tasting liquid products, and you have pleasant-tasting chewable products that contain high potencies or relatively high potencies of these popular, well-established Acidophilus strains. You would choose to use this product if the idea of a liquid, of a blueberry-flavored liquid or a banana flavored liquid appeals to you. Obviously, if you're going to be traveling or something, you wouldn't want the liquid, you would want a chewable. So the main advantage of these particular products is the form that they're being offered to you in, not because they have some unique or different strain of bacteria. So we can't really answer the question, which is the best Acidophilus product for a certain thing. As Arnie mentioned, there's many, many good products out there, and the one you choose kind of depends on your personal preferences.
Okay, very, very well said, Don, as usual. Okay, alrighty, I think we're going to pause for a short break now. Our phone number in the studio, for those of you who'd like to join this exciting discussion, 1-800-321-0710, 1-800-321-0710. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg and Sam Forbes and Dr. Richard Podell. Our special guest, Dr. Angelica Rablick, will all be back after these messages.
Medical scientists worldwide are recommending that children eat more fish. Most American diets are low in cold water fish that are abundant in important omega-3 oils. Because they're crucial for brain and vision development, children especially need the omega-3 oils provided by Carlson for Kids cod liver oil. Substantial levels of omega-3 oils from fish support healthy learning. Carlson for Kids cod liver oil supplies abundant omega-3 oils in each 1/2 teaspoon serving. Kids enjoy its mild lemon flavor. It can also be added to juice. You can give your children Carlson for Kids cod liver oil with confidence because Carlson for Kids cod liver oil is tested for potency, purity, and freshness by an independent FDA registered laboratory and found to be fresh, potent, and free of detectable levels of over 30 contaminants. Ask for Carlson for Kids cod liver oil in your favorite natural food store today.
And now let's go to Mike Malone for the traffic.
It's really tough trying to cross the Hudson River right now, especially at the outbound Holland Tunnel. A 45-minute wait. Inbound side, not too bad. Lincoln Tunnel, the trouble is going into New York City. A 15-minute wait. Inbound GW Bridge, 20 minutes for the upper level, less than 5 minutes for the lower level. In New Jersey, watch out for an accident on westbound 280 at the Stickle Draw Bridge. That is in the process of being cleared from the left lane. 80 westbound at exit 59 in Patterson. An accident still being dealt with there. In Westchester County, both ways at a Hutchinson River Parkway at Lincoln Avenue, Mount Vernon, one lane closed because of flooding. And don't forget, the sawmill is still shut down both ways between Taconic and Mandeville Road. That is because of flooding. Also on the southbound side, two lanes are shut down between Cyrus Field Road and Farragut Avenue. Then more flooding in Yonkers by McLean Avenue. One lane is out of service. This report is brought to you by Orbitz. It's your time to Viva Las Vegas with Orbitz.com. For a limited time, Vegas is on sale. Ante up and book your Vegas vacation with Orbitz and go. I'm Mike Malone. That's WOR Traffic.
If you have arthritis or any type of joint stiffness and pain, I have some good news and bad news. The good news is that there are many nutritional and herbal remedies that are effective for joint pain and swelling. The bad news? There are so many choices, you are having trouble deciding what product to buy. Well, more good news. Wilner Chemist has a product called Joint Formula that solves your problems. It is a mixture of all of the natural remedies found to be effective, glucosamine, chondroitin, bromelain, along with many proven herbs and nutrients not found in other popular products. Herbs such as Devil's Claw and Boswellan, amino acids such as proline and DLPA, niacinamide, and powerful antioxidants from grape seed and turmeric. The product is called Joint Formula, and it is from Wilner Chemists. It is truly the ideal combination of nutrients and herbs designed to support normal joint function and integrity. Ask for Joint Formula by Wilner Chemists, your nutritional supplement professionals.
And by the way, Joint Formula, along with all the other Wilner Chemist products, are now on sale at 30% off list price. Hey, are you looking for a natural way to lower your cholesterol levels? Well, look no further than the family of citronol supplements from Nature's Way. Citronol is a special blend of polymethoxylated flavones from citrus and vitamin E tocotrienols that work to reduce the amount of cholesterol produced within the body by your liver. Citronol has been shown in several clinical trials to lower total cholesterol by over 20%, LDL cholesterol by 22%, and triglycerides by 28%. Nature's Way offers several different citronol products. You can get it straight up, 150 milligrams per soft gel. They offer it in combination with either fish oil, CoQ10, or phytosterols. Choose the formula that's best for you. The pharmacists at Wilner Chemist are going to be happy to assist you. Citronol from Nature's Way, the natural healthy way to lower cholesterol and improve heart health. Citrinol, and by the way, all Nature's Way supplements are currently on sale at 30% off list price at Wilner Chemist.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
And welcome back. This is Arnie Gatomer, along with Don Goldberg, Sam Forbes, and Dr. Richard Podell. And Dr. Angelica Vrablic is joining us as well. And before we get back to the phones, it's time for A Minute with Dr. Michael Murray, brought to you by Natural Factors.
Hi, I'm Dr. Michael Murray with a minute of important health news that you can use. One of the most important supplement recommendations for women who are pregnant or breastfeeding is to take a high-quality purified fish oil. A new study provides additional support that babies whose mothers supplement their diets with omega-3 fatty acids exhibit better neurological function. Researchers at the Baylor College of Medicine in Houston decided to measure the effects in infants being breastfed by mothers who supplemented their diet with a purified omega-3 fatty acid DHA at a dosage of 200 milligrams daily versus mothers who did not take the supplement. At 30 months, the supplemented group scored higher on the Bayley Psychomotor Development Index. This index measures hand-eye coordination. These results once again stress the importance of taking a high-quality fish oil supplement during pregnancy and lactation.
That Dr. Murray Minute was brought to you by Natural Factors, the makers of Welbutex, the family of supplements designed specifically for those with diabetes. And now, here's a quick update on what's now on sale at Wilner's Chemist. Spring sale started last week with discounts on entire lines of popular supplements up to 50% off list price. Here are some examples. Doctor's Best is 50% off list. American Health, Source Naturals, Rainbow Light, they're on sale at 35% off list. At 30% off list, we have Natural Factors, Da Vinci Labs, Country Life, Nature's Way, many other lines as well. And if you're not already on the Wilner Chemist mailing list, you should be. You'll automatically receive our reference catalog and sale flyers. Just call 1-800-633-1106. Choose option number 3. Leave your name and address. Once again, 1-800-633-1106, option number 3. Or you can request a copy by visiting our website, wilner.com. The website also gives a full list of these sale items as well.
And by the way, the website is with two L's. That's W-I-L-L-N-E-R, okay? But, of course, our favorite choice would be for you to come down and visit us at either one of our two stores and pick up a catalog and sale flyer. Our Midtown location is at 100 Park Avenue. That's 41st Street and Park. It's just a block south of Grand Central Terminal. And the downtown store is at 253 Broadway. We're just off the corner of Murray Street, which is right across from City Hall. Wilner Chemists, the nutritional supplement professionals.
All right. Thank you, Sam.
Hey, Arnie, before we take the next call, can I just follow up on my earlier comment about the uniqueness of these two American Health products?
Please do.
You know, we obviously, for those of you who don't like to swallow tablets and capsules, you know, obviously a liquid or a chewable tablet is your preference. What we haven't really mentioned yet is the suitability of these products, especially the liquid, for children. And I wondered if Dr. Vrablic would like to comment on just how suitable or, you know, how much these might be appropriate for use by children.
Yes, certainly. These products are suitable for children, and actually a much better recommendation when children have some gastrointestinal problems, especially since so many of them get prescribed antibiotics for inner ear infections and other things. Especially one of the things children like are the chewables. They're very easy to get any child to eat. And I would say that if a child doesn't even want to chew a tablet, they might not notice that some liquid has been put into their milk or into their cereal. But definitely, especially any children that have had a course of antibiotics would benefit from some probiotics as well.
Okay, and lastly, Arnie, before you get back, let's just remind everybody that we did put a link on our website to the paper we mentioned earlier about H. pylori. We put a link that has all the products, and you can click on the info button, and you can see the actual labels of the products. So if you go to www.wilner.com, right on the middle of the page, you'll see a link. Let me see what it's called. You'll see it. And also, starting later on, you'll be able to even listen to a rebroadcast of the show just by clicking on the link.
Okay. Thanks, Don. And getting back to the phones, next is Irene from Queens. Hello,
Good
Irene.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. I have been using your Gerardophilus.
Mm-hmm.
I purchased 4 boxes, and I finished 3 boxes today. And I was going to open up the 4th until I heard a comment made about I had 2 valve replacements 18 months ago. And now I heard that it should be used for anyone with valve replacement. I'm very upset. I don't know what to do.
Well, we'll listen to Dr. Podell, and he'll put your mind at ease.
Okay. Well, I mean, there is not a lot of evidence that says you shouldn't use it. There have been, apparently, over the years, some very, very rare reports where people have had bacterial endocarditis as infection of the heart valve, and what grew out was lactobacillus. This wasn't taken from supplements. This was in the body's own natural lactobacillus, of which you have infinitely more than anything you're going to take in the supplement. For all we know, if you have a leaky gut due to lack of lactobacillus and lack of bifido, you may be far more prone, perhaps, for E. coli or some other gut organism that's far more invasive than lactobacillus to cause you an endocarditis. So for all we know, the lactobacillus may be protective. Bottom line is, we don't know. The possible cases have been very, very rare. My personal advice would be to continue taking it.
Okay, Irene, you feel better?
Yes, you put my mind at ease. Thank you very much, Dr.
Okay,
Podell.
Irene.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Dr. Podell.
And you're welcome, too.
Next, we have Marion from Woodbridge, New Jersey.
Hello. I have 2 fast questions. I have a food allergy, which gives me very bad gas pain. Would this be able to help this condition?
Okay. Gas pains due to, you say, food allergies? Marion?
Yes.
You said food allergies?
Yes.
Okay. What do you think, Dr. Vrablic?
Well, I guess it does depend on what your food allergy is. But certainly one thing that probiotics help with is again, with these non-friendly bacteria that may be causing the gas. A good example is individuals who are lactose intolerant. You know, really the original treatment for lactose intolerance was to ferment dairy products with lactobacillus, and A, you would get rid of some of the lactose from the fermentation, and B, the live lactobacilli in the food product would also help digest the lactose once it got into the gut.
You know, sometimes introducing something like a probiotic to someone who has history of digestive problems, irritable bowels, and so forth, sometimes changing the ecology of the gut may produce, as a side effect, a little bit of gas. it's always a possibility that in changing the ecology and the changes that occur, you might get a little bit of increase in gas for some people. It doesn't happen to everybody. But don't think it's something bad that's happening. It's something that may be par for the course.
Gas may not be bad for you, but...
Well, at least, I mean...
Well, we can put it into the gas tanks. And the question is, see, I'm not yet convinced that what you have is food allergy, and I'm not going to solve it right here, because if it were mainly or strictly food allergy, you would be avoiding the food and you'd be okay. Obviously, I'm incorrect in that conclusion.
We like raw salads, raw vegetables.
See, that's not a food allergy. See, that's a digestive insufficiency, probably.
Yeah.
You might do well with pancreatic digestive enzyme, for instance, to help break that down. There's the Beano product that helps break them down. Or you might put them in a blender and drink your salad, I suppose.
Right. You know, American Health has some of those enzymes, too. You know, the papain and the...
Right. Well, they have the papaya enzymes.
Yeah, the papaya enzymes.
Right. Enzymes.
Sure.
Yeah. I mean, I think Dr. Padelli, I think you got it right. If someone's eating a lot of raw vegetables, there may be a little difficulty breaking those things down. And as we get older, we do lose some of our ability to manufacture these enzymes. So a digestive enzyme product might be just the right thing for you.
So that may be the way that you may want to go, Marion. First, by all means, try a digestive product, something which not only functions in the intestine, but which functions in the stomach as well. Something, as I said, the papain like that as a chewable for the stomach. You could also use, there are some vegetable, what they call fungal enzymes.
Right, vegetarian enzymes.
Vegetarian
the other thing, Arnie, is, you know, cook. Maybe you should also soften up your food a little bit. Cooking does help break down some of the bonds that are difficult to break down in your gut. So in your case, you may want to start cooking your food again and slowly get back to a raw foods diet, but that's after you have all your intestinal issues resolved.
Oh, can I ask a fast question more? My friend has lung cancer, is getting radiation treatments. Can she take probiotics?
Probably.
Probably, yes.
Yeah,
I don't see any reason why not.
Yeah. I don't see any reason why not either.
The gastrointestinal irritation from the problems.
Yeah, the radiation. Radiation sometimes is not as pointed, as directed as we'd like, and sometimes the radiation spills over into areas it wasn't meant to. So the probiotics are a good idea. Thanks for that call, Marion. Alrighty, it's time for a short break. This portion of the Wilner Window is being brought to you by American Health, your source of good-tasting, high-potency, liquid and chewable probiotic supplements. The number in the studio, 1-800-321-0710. Give us a call. We love hearing from you. This is Arnie Gatomer.
And this is Don Goldberg.
This is Sam Forbes.
And Dr. Richard Podell. But, all right, we're all
two safe. Of us are here.
It's getting
yes,
late.
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, we'll be back after these messages.
Every cell in your body has a job to do.
Brain cell, heart cell, liver cell, breast cell, prostate cell,
intestinal cell,
lung cell.
Every cell. How well each cell does its job plays a critical role in determining your good health. So it stands to reason that you should protect each cell. And that's exactly what Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract does. Kyolic uses only organically grown garlic. In its unique aging process, this raw garlic is converted into immune activators and cell protectors, including carboline, F4, SMAC, and fructosyl arginine. These vital compounds are not present in fresh garlic or in ordinary supplements, which is not surprising since only Kyolic holds several U.S. patents. And more garlic supplement studies in the United States have been conducted using Kyolic than all other supplements combined, because scientists know Kyolic works. Look for America's number one cell protector, Kyolic, where quality natural supplements are sold.
When it comes to intestinal health, there are a billion good reasons to take acidophilus supplements from American Health. Acidophilus from American Health comes in great-tasting formulas. They contain the billions of active microorganisms that are guaranteed at time of manufacture and that are necessary to encourage proper nutrient absorption. By perfecting the natural balance of specially selected Acidophilus cultures, American Health probiotics promote the growth of friendly bacteria in the intestinal tract and replenish them when depleted. And now, probiotic support never tasted so good. American Health's liquid Acidophilus comes in four great-tasting yogurt-like flavors. For on-the-go support, try their milk-free chewables and naturally delicious fruit flavors. Plus, two new soy-based liquid formulas offer the ideal milk-free probiotic solution. A billion reasons, many probiotic choices, one American Health. Look for Acidophilus products from American Health at Wilner Chemists, now at 35% off list price.
Hi, this is Dr. Fred Vanini. You know me from the Heart Show here on WOR. There is now an extraordinary line of nutraceutical beverages called Living Tonics from Sigma Tau. This company specializes in improving mitochondrial and cellular energy. There are three new formulas, In Touch to optimize energy production and increase stamina, Resveracon for heart health, and Zen Brew for brain cognition and memory support. These delicious drinks include 21st century nutrients, liposomal CoQ10, aminocarnitines, D-ribose, resveratrol, and polyphenols to support brain and heart health and enhance energy. The Living Tonics drinks have been formulated in a base of green and black tea and have a superb antioxidant potency. These functional drinks not only will quench thirst, but provide substantial health support. Look for Living Tonics functional drinks in the blue and white display at Wilner's and other fine stores. Learn more on the web at livingtonics.com.
Come to my window.
Welcome back to the Wilner Window. We hope you're enjoying the view. Let's rejoin Don and Arnie, the nutritional supplement professionals, as they continue their discussion of vitamins, minerals, herbs, and homeopathic remedies.
Welcome back. This is Arnie Gitomer, along with Don Goldberg, Sam Forbes, and Dr. Richard Podell, our special guest, Dr. Angelica Vrablic. And you heard that commercial read by Dr. Fred Vanini. Well, Dr. Vanini and his bodyguard will join us, will join the WOR team at 4 o'clock. And you'll be listening to The Heart Show with Dr. Fred Vanini. This portion of the Wilner Window has been brought to you by American Health, makers of the More Than a Multiple line of multivitamin supplements, now new and improved original formulas, as well as a special men's and women's version. All American Health products are now on sale at Wilner Chemists at 35% off list price. All right, now let's get to the phones and say hello to Diane from Kearney, New Jersey.
Hi, how are you?
Good, and you?
I'm fine, thank you. This is my first time calling.
We'll be gentle.
I'm just calling about the Acidophilus because I was wondering if I would benefit from taking that myself. I have an underactive thyroid.
Mm-hmm.
I have osteo and rheumatoid arthritis.
Mm-hmm.
And I have an iron deficiency.
Mm-hmm. The iron deficiency, obviously, you can, hopefully you should be able to correct taking an iron supplement. Acidophilus is not going to be especially helpful for an underactive thyroid.
Okay.
It's a good, Acidophilus is a good supplement to take. Just almost anybody can use it and probably benefit from it. It's like taking a multivitamin supplement. Everyone can use a good multivitamin. A good basic Acidophilus like the type we're discussing now, either the chewable or the liquid, is a good way to go on a daily basis. It helps reinforce the immune system. It helps with digestion. So it's just very, very good as a general supplement. Will it help certain of the specific problems you have? Probably not.
And I heard you mention about antibiotics.
Mm-hmm.
Taking it after antibiotics.
Yep.
I'm going to be getting a tooth pulled.
Yep.
And I'll be on antibiotics. So I figured it would be a good time to take that also.
Good. Yes, absolutely. This would be a case where you would be well advised to use it. And once again, continue it for about 2 weeks after you stop the antibiotics.
I just, my cat, she was taking that Crandophilus,
mm-hmm.
And would she be able to take the acidophilus?
Well, actually, she would be, but there are veterinary formulas available, so you may want to talk to your vet about that.
There is a specific
veterinary formula.
Yeah, there may be certain species that are more prevalent in the cat's digestive tract than in humans. So, although I'm not aware of it, but you know, it may be the right idea to check with the vet.
Well, my kitty cat gets a prescription from the vet. So,
oh, okay.
So that's my experience with it.
All righty. Okay, Diane. Thanks for that call. All right. Next, we have Howard from Manhattan. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Howard.
I have I've been treated for chronic lymphocytic leukemia, CLL. And while the treatment seems to be working, my doctor takes a firm position that there's no way that my autoimmune system could be aided by alternative medicine. I like to believe and hope, and listening to you, is there such a shot despite his strong position?
All right, Dr. Podell.
Well, first, how are you doing with the CLL? Because that can go very slowly.
The Rituxan and Cytoxan is working.
Okay. The bottom line is that we know almost nothing about how an alternative medicine would interact with the CLL.
Mm-hmm.
And therefore, I would rather stick with the medicines that are working than throw something at you. So that even though something like lactobacillus will help the immune system do good things for most people, including some with certain diseases,
mm-hmm.
there's no guarantee that that would be a good thing for your particular disease. For all we know, it might improve that part of the immune system, which is where the lymphocytic leukemia is coming from. So until somebody does that kind of testing, I think you're best off sticking with the treatments that are approved.
In other words, in effect, you agree with the doctor.
Well, not that it couldn't help, but that we don't. It could help, it could hurt, or could do nothing, and we have no basis on which to make that distinction. Whereas in other conditions, we do have a pretty good basis for saying that it's helpful. But here, we don't know.
Were you talking about any cancer?
No, I'm talking about this particular cancer.
Oh, so you're just talking about
this is an immune system cancer.
Okay.
So to stimulate, you know, one of the things that the lactobacillus does is makes our lymphocytic immune system work more vigorously. That's
okay.
Good most of the time for most of us. But in the case of a leukemia of the lymphoid system, well, we really don't know. And so I wouldn't want to risk it.
Okay, good. All right. Thanks, Howard. And next we have Ronald from Brooklyn. Hello, Ronald.
Yes, sir. Thank you for taking my call. Prebiotic is the words they use for probiotic food. Is there another word they use or a synonym for prebiotic food?
Well, there is something called FOS, fructooligosaccharides, which are derived from inulin, are sometimes, that is a prebiotic. See something like probiotic with fructooligosaccharides. You see that there's a yogurt that is available nowadays that has your probiotics plus your fructooligosaccharides. So that might be what you were thinking of.
Is that what you were referring to, Ronald?
Yes. But other than FOS and pectin, are there any other kinds of food which could be used for probiotics?
Prebiotics.
For intestinal tract bacteria.
Well, I guess any of those fibrous things.
Yes, any fermentable fiber.
Yeah, any of the fibers should be useful
right.
as well.
So fruits and vegetables form the core of a diet that will make a good milieu in which the lactobacillus can grow. And, of course, yogurt will supply it directly.
Yeah.
And wouldn't dairy also, or is that?
Well, that doesn't have the fiber really. It has milk sugar, lactose. you know, which
right.
is...
If you're looking for... I'm not quite sure I understand what the point of the question is, but if you're looking for... I mean, what do you grow acidophilus on? You grow acidophilus on a culture media that contains, what, lactose and dairy products, unless you don't want, unless you look for something that doesn't have dairy on purpose, but that's what it... And that's why yogurt is such a good vehicle, because that's the natural media that that the acidophilus will grow on. So I'm not quite sure what the point of the question is.
I just need to know what kind of food the lactobacillus acidophilus uses to grow. Because there was a university study that stated that the intestinal tract bacteria, they only nip on the prebiotic food, and therefore, what else do they survive on? The bad bacteria that's in the intestinal tract?
I'm not sure, Ronald, but thanks for the question. And next we have David from Manhattan.
Hello.
Hi, David.
Hi. Question, is it necessary to take the probiotic on a daily basis? Can you skip a day or so because there's this imagine cumulative effect of the organisms and you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So do you have to take it on a daily basis?
Do you have to take it on a daily basis? No. No. If you want to skip a day, go ahead.
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's a good idea.
It depends on why you're taking it.
Sure.
If you're taking it, you know, we've discussed a number of situations. If you're using antibiotics, we've explained that you want to take it for 2 weeks minimum after you finish the antibiotics. If you're taking it just as a kind of a tonic as part of your overall nutritional supplement regimen, should you take it every day, 365 days a yearly, or should you break it up? That's kind of up to you. It depends on your general health. If you're suffering from an ongoing chronic health problem, you may want to take it every day. I personally, I try to take it at least maybe a month or a few weeks on, then I rest for a while and take it again. But that's a personal thing. It depends on your overall health.
Thanks for the call, David. Okay, I'd like to thank Dr. Rablick for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I enjoyed it.
All righty. Please join us again next Sunday at 2 o'clock. We'll be here. Our special guest, Don Brown, wonderful naturopath and herbalist. So on behalf of Don and myself, Dr. Podell, Sam Forbes, I'd like to thank you for listening. Thanks to Noah and Ira in the control room.
Thank you for listening to The Wilner Window. We hope you enjoyed the show. The Wilner Window is brought to you by Wilner Chemists, the oldest and largest nutritionally oriented pharmacy in the country, and by your hosts, Don Goldberg and Arnie Gitomer, the nutritional supplement professionals.
On WOR, New York, you have been listening to The Wilner Window.